إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we are on the story of Maryam alayhi salam and her childhood and her growing up. And then we looked at the dua of Zakariya alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said that Zakariya alayhi salam, when he made this dua, as I mentioned to you, this dua itself is a great source of learning as far as we are concerned, where Zakariya alayhi salam is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his dua in so much of such beautiful detail, so that we learn how to make dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make dua in a way that is pleasing to him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with our dua and to accept our dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the famous hadith, he said, "Ad-du'a mukhu al-ibadah." And then in another place he said, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." He said, "Du'a is ibadah." And he said, "Du'a is the brain of ibadah. It is the essence of ibadah." And that's the reason why du'a is one of the things which is also, in terms of our aqidah of tawheed, it is something that is made only and only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to anybody else. To ask anyone else for dua is shirk, is open shirk. To ask a living person to make dua for you, alhamdulillah, this is permissible, and it is one of the permissible ways of seeking wasila to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ask a dead person to make dua for you is shirk. So these are the things as far as dua is concerned. So one must be very careful when making dua and asking for dua, because dua is ibadah. Let us make sure that we do ibadah purely in the way that is permissible, and so that it is in terms of the correct way, and that it helps us to remain on the correct aqidah of Tawheed. My brothers and sisters, then Maryam alayhi salam grew up, and then we have the incident of the birth of Isa alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that, where Jibreel alayhi salam appeared to Maryam alayhi salam and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that you will have a son. Now here we see the before we go to that, Zakariya alayhi salam made this dua, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard his dua, accepted his dua, and the angel spoke to Zakariya alayhi salam and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your dua, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that you will have a son who will be called Yahya, and this name has been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this name is a name which has never been given to anyone before that time. So the first person to be named Yahya is Yahya alayhi salam himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave great basharat about Yahya alayhi salam, and he said this person will be a mubarak person, will be a blessed person when he lives, and he will be a blessed person when he dies, and Allah will be pleased with him, and he will be one of the anbiya, one of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Now this is where we see the essential humanness of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. So here is Zakariya alayhi salam, who's seen the mu'jizat, the miracles that he witnessed for Maryam alayhi salam. He has made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel is telling him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted your dua, and this is what will happen to you. And but Zakariya alayhi salam says, "Oh Allah, give me a sign." He says, "I am old and so on, but give me a sign." Now, I see this as two things. One is the beauty of the Anbiya alayhi salam and their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see this issue of asking for a sign with respect to Ibrahim alayhi salam as well. We see it again here. The beauty of this is that, you know, the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so close and so beautiful that the Anbiya feel free to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have this very close and personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentioned this because the Anbiya came to be followed. The Anbiya didn't come to be admired from a distance. The Anbiya came to be followed. So this is a hope for us to say that the Anbiya asked for a sign, so you also ask for a sign. If you want to ask for a sign. And it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you his signs, inshaAllah. And the second thing is also to see the essential humanness of the Anbiya. Where here is a Nabi who has seen everything, he knows everything, he has this close personal relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet he, when it comes to issues where, where his own logic and so forth is challenged, he will ask a question, he says, how is this possible? So Zakariya alayhi salam asked this question, which is amounts to how is it possible? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, here is a sign for you, that for 3 days you will not be able to speak. So for 3 days you will speak to your people only by signs, and you will not be able to speak to them in the normal way. And so Zakariya alayhi salam, this was a sign appointed for Zakariya alayhi salam as far as the birth of Yahya alayhi salam is concerned. I'm traveling. I just arrived in South Africa yesterday, alhamdulillah. South Africa is like a second home to me, and so is Malaysia. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the brothers and sisters of both places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has greatly honored me by giving me such friends that when I meet them, it's like meeting my own family. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless them all. May Allah protect them from every evil. Accept their du'as. South Africa is a very, very beautiful country. And like most places in the world, in need of the dua of the Muslims. We are on the subject of dua, and my brothers and sisters, I say to you that it is very important for us to treat dua seriously. Not to take dua as, we tend to have this thing of saying, we can't do anything else, so just let's make dua. That's not the way of looking at dua. Dua is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is the power of the Muslim, this is the weapon of the Muslim, this is the resource of the Muslim. And we need to therefore build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way that we ask dua with this tremendous amount of confidence and tremendous amount of quwwat and total certainty that the one we are asking is alive, Hayyul Qayyum, he hears and sees, Sami'ul Basir, and he knows what's in our hearts. He's Alimun bi Zati Sudur. And therefore, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way. The dua of one single individual is enough to change the history of nations. The one dua of one single individual Muslim is enough to change the history of the world. Provided that dua is asked in that way. And I say this not out of some, hyperbole. I'm just saying this because this is the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us with respect to the Anbiya alayhi salam. One Nabi, one person asked dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the destiny of nations. So why do we believe that this cannot happen? Because the hands of the one asking have changed. The one who gives is the same. It is the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So inshallah al-musta'an, if we make the effort to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this dua. So I ask you to make dua for the Muslims everywhere. I ask you to make dua for the good people everywhere. Not only Muslims, but the good people everywhere. Because we are one of the beautiful phenomena we are seeing today is that people everywhere, good people everywhere are standing up for the truth, and they are standing up in favor of and supporting Muslims, especially at a time when their world seems to be so hostile to Muslims. So alhamdulillah, we have Christian people, we have Jewish people, we have Hindu people, we have people from everywhere who are standing up to protect Muslims, who are standing up to support Muslims, alhamdulillah. We see this everywhere. We see incidents of Islamophobia, incidents of Muslims being attacked in Australia, in the UK, in the United States, in India, may Allah protect us, the lynchings and so on and so forth. But at the same time, we are seeing people who are individually and collectively who are supporting Muslims, who are putting their own lives in danger. We have people in Australia who say, if a person wants to travel somewhere, give me a call, I will come and travel with you. Can you imagine what a beautiful symbol that is? I mean, Allah bless these Australians. I mean, such a beautiful symbol that is. We have people in the UK, we have Christian people in the UK who are standing up, saying that we cannot treat Muslims like this. This is something which is wrong. When the Palestinian conference took place, there were people who tried their best to stop it and to malign the names of the ulama ul haq who took part in that. But you had the government of the UK which did not allow that to happen, which made sure that the conference took place, and that conference took place well, and it was wonderfully attended. In the United States, we have cases, so many cases of Americans who stood up and continue to stand up for Muslims who have got their helplines. There are attorneys in a country where to spend time with an attorney, you generally charged even for the number of breaths you take. You have attorneys who are volunteering their time completely free to help Muslims who are in any kind of trouble. In India, alhamdulillah, despite the fact that there are these lynching mobs and so on, and Muslims are being lynched for no fault of theirs other than that they say La ilaha illallah, you have our Hindu brothers and sisters, you have Christians, you have Sikhs who come out in the streets, who are protesting, not in my name, protests all over India. People are standing up, they are not afraid to become visible. They are not afraid to say, well, you know, if I become visible, what will happen to me? There are people standing up. So, alhamdulillah, make dua for all of these people. Make dua for South Africa as a country. Make dua for the people of South Africa. Make dua that this beautiful country is not spoiled and ruined by criminals and by people who do not wish well for this country. This is a beautiful country. It's the only country today which has the honor of standing up for justice. This is the only country which officially supports the Palestinian struggle. May Allah bless them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them, may Allah reward them in every way. Wonderful country, wonderful people. And make a lot of dua for the people of South Africa. Make a lot of dua for the people of Palestine. We know what all is happening there now. The Qasibin have occupied Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. Make a lot of dua for them. See what's happening in the Middle East. Make a lot of dua for the people, the Mazlumin of the Middle East. Make dua against the Qasibin and the Jabbarin of the Middle East, of the oppressors of the Middle East. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all oppressed people, whoever they are, Muslim or not, everywhere in the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy and remove all oppressors, Muslim or not, wherever they are in the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and grace. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.